So 9 days on, still with no sign of the Malaysian Airlines flight. There are growing suspicions that it was hijacked or deliberately diverted by someone in the cockpit. Peter Lloyd reports.
What seems like the baffling mystery of Flight 370 is less so to experts in aviation closely examining the known clues. One of them is Trevor Jensen. He was a Qantas pilot for 25 years before becoming a senior airline manager with special focus on flight operations and safety. Trevor Jensen says whoever was in command of 370 carried out a deliberate sequence to manoeuvre the jet in a new direction.
Well, we've got the information now that's come out that how the equipment has been turned off, how the aircraft has been then flown away from the area, and let's assume that radar that the Malaysians the radar tracks that they picked up were in fact there. We've now got pings from the satellite, so this aircraft has been flown out of the area and it's been flown at varying heights from what the information we've got, and again, it's just what we're picking up from the reports out of Malaysia. But it would indicate that this has flown to some sort of plan, and that it's got an intent to go somewhere, whether that's to put it onto land or whether just take it out of the ocean. But the reason for that, I think that now becomes the real mystery and becomes a police investigation, I guess.
That investigation has huge implications for the state-owned carrier, from reputation damage to incalculable insurance claims, the consequences of losing a commercial plane and 239 passengers and crew are only now becoming apparent. There were 6 Australian nationals on board. Brisbane aviation lawyer Joseph Wheeler has volunteered his time to write to airline industry leaders on the behalf of relatives. He's pleading the case for them to receive better information and sooner from Malaysian Airlines.
Well, I think the timeliness and accuracy of information that they released to the families and the public hasn't been right. We know that they had original information about the aircraft's last known position. They also had information from military radar putting that aircraft far to the west in the Straits of Malacca. So if that information was used earlier on, it wouldn't be causing the delays to the search and the delays to the inevitable investigation that we have now. I think the way they've approached their media statements has been formulaic, as if they've been reading from a script.
In fact, Malaysian Airlines has been drawing on a PR crisis guidebook produced by the International Air Transport Association, or IATA. It puts emphasis on being proactive and honest and expressing regret, but it warns against statements that admit liability or blame. Despite IATA's guiding advice, Malaysian lost control of the story last week when they were exposed for searching in the wrong place. And that wasn't their only misstep. Airlines are meant to keep secret the names of passengers and crew until next of kin are notified. But somehow, a passenger manifest was on Twitter a few hours after the plane went missing. Be prepared is the IATA disaster manual motto. It tells airlines to build a special web presence called the dark site on which to place media statements during a crisis. It's advice Malaysian Airlines followed to the letter. The URL of the website carrying their media statements is called the dark site. Under the Montreal Treaty governing aviation disasters, the airline may face unlimited claims for damages from the families of missing passengers and crew. Lawyer Joseph Wheeler again.
Many passengers will be captured by what's called the Montreal Convention of 1999. This convention typically provides for capped liability of up to about $200,000 Australian dollars without a passenger or the passenger's family having to prove fault on the part of the airline. And that's the typical scenario. However, in this situation, if the worst case scenario happens and the aircraft is not found, and the best indication of what's happened is terrorism or hijacking, then what we're left with is an exposure to an effectively unlimited liability under that convention.
Joseph Wheeler from Brisbane law firm Shine, ending Peter Lloyd's report.